You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Good morning, everyone. My name is Oliver. Welcome back to another Discolly episode. I am so excited to be back on air and, you know, talk about yet another album, another artist this week. But before we do get started, I want to acknowledge that CITR is broadcasting and live off of the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Coast Salish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Like I said, good morning, everyone. It is 11 in the morning. Beautiful Friday today. It is, oh my God, I can't remember the day. June 28th, 2024. Welcome back, everyone, to Discolly. I can't wait to get into this new album. I do have a very special guest joining me in just a moment, who is an expert on this artist, who is an expert on the album, who has been just giving me the influx of just so much information off this album, and I can't wait to get started with that today. Like I said, my name is Oliver, and basically how this show works is that during the first half of the episode, we are going to be talking about one album, one pretty mainstream artist, which for today will be Miss Charlie XCX with her new album Brat that just came out this month. We'll talk about that for about half the show, maybe a little bit more, get into it, talk about the artist, talk about the genres, talk about the album itself, what it is as an art piece, how it's done its impact in the music industry today. And then we're going to get into a more less known artist, and we'll be talking about, I have a little surprise later, of this Canadian artist that I recently discovered and I thought was pretty similar to Charlie. To get us started, I will be playing one of Charlie's, I don't know if it was a single. I don't think it was a single. One of Charlie's songs off of Brat to kind of get into the feels of the album. And then I'm going to have Antonio come in and help me talk about it. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And this is Club Classics by none other than Miss Charlie XCX.
When I go to the club, I wanna hear this club classics. Club classics, club classics. When I go to the club, I wanna hear this club classics. Club classics, club classics. When I go to the club, I wanna hear this club classics. Club classics, club classics. Yeah, I wanna dance with me. I wanna dance to AG. I wanna dance with George. I wanna dance to Sophie. I wanna dance to Hub Mo. Play the track fast, not slow. Pull it back twice, let's go. Slap marks all on my coat. Tight like my kind of flow. Yeah, I wanna be blinded by the lights, lights, lights.
Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Charlie XCX with Club Classics. When I first heard that song, I honestly didn't know how to feel. It was very experimental for my head and very all over the place. But there's actually a lot of quite a bit of a story behind that song, which we'll get into a little bit. But I do want to welcome my guest for this episode and this week, Antonio. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I brought Antonio in because if there's anyone who knows anything about Charlie or a lot of things with music, it's Antonio. So I brought him in today to just talk about it and just fully get into it. So to introduce artists for those who don't know, Charlie XCX goes by, originally is born, Charlotte Emma Atchison. I don't know if I pronounced that correctly.
I think I got it.
Yeah, yeah. She was born August 2nd, 1992, which makes her 31 years old in Cambridge, England. And she grew up in Essex. In 2010, Charlie got signed to Asylum Records under the Warner Music Mother Company after releasing projects on MySpace in 2008. I feel like a lot of people started off MySpace.
Yeah.
And she's now signed to Atlantic Records and has been releasing music under both labels. Anything you have to add about Charlie in that sense? Kind of like biographical.
I think you mostly covered it.
Okay, perfect. Charlie has 6 studio albums now, with the recent release of Brat in June 7th of this year, 2024. Starting off with True Romance, Sucker, self-titled Charlie, How I'm Feeling Now, Crash, and Brat. Out of those 6 albums, do you have a favorite?
Actually, well, that makes it a lot easier because, like, album-wise, definitely Brat.
Mm-hmm.
Because she also does have, like, her EP mixtapes, which we can get into afterwards.
Yeah, but yeah.
Those definitely are one of my favorites in there.
Funny you mentioned that. I do have right up next. She has 4 mixtapes, starting off with Heartbreaks and Earthquakes, Super Ultra, Number One Angel, and Pop 2, as well as the iconic EP, out of more EPs, but the iconic EP Vroom Vroom, which was produced with her, honestly, like, soulmate, Sophie.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want to say about that before we get into, like, the actual album, Brat?
Yeah, I feel like with those mixtapes, because I know it's Atlantic Records, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure, like, the whole reason why there was so many mixtapes and, like, such a large gap between the Sucker era, which came out, I believe, in 2014, which was her second studio album, and then her third was Charlie in 2019. I think it's because, like, Atlantic didn't want to push out the experimental music that she was trying to make with Sophie for so long. So that's why she dropped those EPs. But yeah, it's just, like, so interesting to see her, like, growth as an artist and just to see what she's become now. Because I feel like without those mixtapes and those EPs, it wouldn't have paved the way for what we have now.
100%. I definitely do agree, because I feel like Number One Angel and Pop 2 were kind of, like, mixed together for, like, a whole compilation album. And I feel like that really brought Charlie to, like, the light a little bit. And then the EP, I feel like Vroom Vroom really just pushed her even more out there.
Definitely.
I don't exactly, because I know she became a bit of an icon and a representative for the gay community. I don't exactly know when that started. Do you know?
I'm not sure. I feel like she's just always been kind of intertwined with, like, lots of different, like, communities and, like, club scene. I feel like you definitely get to meet, like, lots of people from, like, different backgrounds. And then I think a lot of the LGBT community just really gravitated towards her and her, like, catchy tunes and what she's singing about. And also just, like, her outward, like, advocacy for the community as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, the lyrics in her music really do gravitate to a specific demographic. And I really just got to know her originally off of, I think the first time I heard her was maybe Boom Clap, but I could be wrong, depending of which one came first, either Boom Clap or her feature with Iggy Azalea on Fancy, which I was just like, oh, who is this British girl singing on this? I was just like, I was like, this is new. This is not someone I know. And then after that, like, I just started recognizing her voice around, like, songs like with, what is it? Icona Pop.
I Love It.
With I Love It. And then a bunch of others here or there. And then I think it ended up being that she also started writing for other artists.
Oh, yeah.
I think she wrote a couple songs for Selena.
I know she wrote Senorita for...
Senorita for Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes. I don't know if she wrote maybe Shawn's part. Maybe she did, maybe she didn't. But yeah, she's kind of been everywhere. She's kind of been like both a backbone, but also a character herself, which makes her obviously very versatile and very, I mean, easy to get to know her. And I mean, with the recent drop of Brat, I think she's honestly, if not started creating an aesthetic for herself, in addition to just the already like the bratty aesthetic of being kind of like a brat.
Yeah.
Which is a perfect segue into the album of this week. Like I said, it's Brat, her new album that just recently came out. It is technically under the genre of, I've always said this, I don't know why streaming platforms just label it as one thing and one thing only. It's dance, but I would not agree with just that. I mean, I obviously say electropop, club pop, hyperpop, and I like this one, but electro clash. I think that's a good way to describe it. Like I said, it's her sixth album. It has 15 songs originally, and then she added 3 songs on the deluxe album called Brat, and it's the same, but it's 3 more songs, so it's not, which is very bratty of her to label it that. But yeah, I mean, before we get into like playing a couple more songs, I wanted to talk about Club Classics, which is a song that I just played. And I did mention that there was a bit of a story behind that, because she name drops quite a couple producers, quite a couple artists themselves, and I know you know a bunch about them. So I guess we'll start with the first one that I remember was A.G. Cook.
Mm-hmm.
Who is A.G. Cook?
A.G. Cook is, they've been friends for like a good while now. One of her collaborators and producers. I first came to like familiarity with him during the Crash era because I went to the concerts.
Right.
And I had known like a bunch of the tracks were produced by him. But his girlfriend was actually opening for Charlie at that concert. So that was like cool to see just like how their friendship like also extends to like their girlfriends and all that stuff as well. But I'm not too familiar with A.G. to be quite honest.
Maybe moving down the line. I know that he's a producer for mainly Charlie. I think that's the only way I know him. Moving on to George, which we were talking about this a little bit because I didn't know that this is actually Charlie's boyfriend, but apparently also engaged. I was doing some research on myself. They are engaged.
They are engaged.
So fiancé, I guess. Do you know anything about George other than them being together?
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. Is he not in the 1975?
Yeah, so he is part of the 1975. I think he's the lead drummer
The
1975. 1975, for anyone that doesn't know, is a pretty well-known band. With lead singer Matty Healy, and there are 4 members in total. I'm terribly sorry, but I do not remember the other 2 people. I barely even knew that George was part of the 1975, so that just kind of tells you. But yeah, like, do you know how they met? Do you think they just met through like the music industry? Did they work on a song together? Did Charlie work for them, like as a writer?
I feel like they would have just had like a lot of mutuals in common, because I know Charlie knew Matty already, and so like by association, I'm just assuming that like they're in the same bands. They were like bound to meet at some point.
Right. I mean, yeah. I mean, I feel like everyone just kind of meets each other through the industry. And then the last, I think one of the last persons mentioned, well, she obviously mentions herself, like, I want to dance to me, which is so kind of iconic to be like, I want to dance to my music at the club.
Yeah.
But one of the last ones mentioned is Sophie. And Sophie is a beautiful story. Like, what is it? Beautifully tragic story of Sophie.
It really is.
But I'll let you take the ride on this one because, I just got to know Sophie recently. So,
yeah, so Sophie and Charlie have been, like, long working together on a lot of Charlie's music. Sophie, I feel like Sophie is one of the very first who was dabbling with, like, this experimental hyperpop sounds that, like, we're now hearing so much today. Unfortunately, though, like, it was, I believe, 2021. Sophie had passed away, and the way she had gone as well was so tragic. But her music and her sound still lives on through Charlie, through other artists. And Charlie mentions her as well in her track So I, and just throughout lots of her discography now, because Charlie wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for Sophie.
Yeah, I definitely like fully agree with that. I think Sophie. Did you mention the way that she passed?
No, I didn't.
I mean, Sophie is someone who I would love to have a conversation with, and just because like, it's their artistic style that someone would call, like, who's unfamiliar with being creative to that extent, would call it weird, would call it, like, like in a nice way, like extremely experimental, but like truly like mind, without saying the word, but like mind bending, but like mind, mm-hmm. you know, the way to try to understand that music, because sometimes it doesn't have a tempo. Sometimes it doesn't have like a major chord, where like usually major chords are a lot more satisfying to the brain than a minor chord is, whether it also be like a harmony that isn't exactly always seen in music. Sophie was someone who would play around with it, like if it was like a canvas. And Sophie ended up passing away, I think, like trying to climb a mountain or trying to climb a hill, trying to get closer to the moon.
Yeah.
And then she fell.
Yes.
Which is such a crazy story. But in short, that is who Sophie was. And now she's just a living legend and an icon and a role model for so many people, including Charlie. And I think Charlie really uses a lot of her influence and everything that she could get out of that friendship, if not like more than a friendship, with Sophie. And I mean, the body of work that Charlie has been able to produce with that influence is the one we're talking about today, which is awesome. Before we get into the next song, I do want to quickly go through the vinyl pressings, as I always do with any album. There are quite the few vinyl pressings for this album, starting off with the Brat 360 picture disc, which is actually the one that you own,
mm-hmm.
Which was like fairly limited, but then got restocked, but then was sold out. I know you bought that blind.
Yeah.
You went into it like that.
There was no cover art, I don't think, at all. There was like nothing when I first bought it. So, because it was like off the 360 Brat exclusive and like the Instagram.
Yeah.
So I was like really excited because I was like, damn, it felt like I never really get those like cool vinyls or like the ones with like all the colors. So
yeah,
that
yeah,
was
yeah.
nice to have. And it's a really nice quality. Like
it's
you're looking
thick.
At it yesterday. Yeah.
It's thick. Like a picture disc is usually thick because like they have to put like two papers and then the plastic and then smush it together. But it's like thick. Like I don't have a picture disc that thick. And I thought the sound quality was like pretty good for it to be a picture disc, because sometimes it can be a little bit iffy. But yeah, talking about picture disc, she has actually four more, I'm lying, but three more of like kind of like the same concept: a green, a red, and a blue picture disc, and then a Brat picture disc with just the word Brat in green, with a Von Dutch single 7-inch attached to it, so kind of like a little bundle. Then there was a Blood Records exclusive on the alt white cover with a white and black marble, which is honestly my ISO. If I ever got that album, I'd probably get it in that pressing. Unfortunately, it was, I think, max 3,000 copies, and obviously all sold out within like 7 minutes. There's a Smoky Black, which is, I don't know if it's an exclusive or anything, but it just was released. A standard translucent black pressing, which you can find it anywhere. An Amazon exclusive Cloudy Foggy kind of color. The Urban Outfitters and Rough Trade exclusive on an orange, which for me was a little bit, like, I don't know, like, it was kind of like an off color for the album, but I mean, it kind of works. A Target Pink Black Splatter, which if I don't get the alternative one, I would get this one because it's actually really nice. And then an Indie Clear with Pink Splatter that you can find at any of your local indie record stores if you want to, if it's not sold out. But that is the records for this album. The next song I have ready to play is Everything is Romantic. So I would love to play some of the like really fun songs off of it, but they are explicit. There are a couple of words in there that we cannot play on air, which includes like 360, 365, and Von Dutch. I mean, I'm pretty sure a lot of people are aware of Von Dutch. If you're not, definitely have a listen to it. It is such a vibe, super fun, and something that I hope to find in any club very soon. But yeah, do you have any pre-thoughts of Everything is Romantic? Anything you want to tell someone before they listen to the song? Because I mean, I would have liked a little intro before I listened to it.
Yeah. Well, I know how Charlie was like describing it. It's like, I guess, kind of like falling in love. Literally, okay. You're gonna hear it repeatedly throughout the song. And just like, it's kind of like slower at first, and like you're in like in Italy somewhere, and talking about like Capri and those types of things. Yeah, it definitely grew on me for sure. I think I was so sidetracked by like the switch up. But no, I love the song.
All right, perfect. Well, that's a little introduction for you guys for Everything is Romantic. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Charlie XCX with Everything is Romantic.
Thank you. mad tattoos on leather tan skin. Jesus Christ on a plastic sign. Fall in love again and again. Riding roads through manual drive. Bad tattoos on leather tan skin. Jesus Christ on a plastic sign. Early nights in white sheets with lace curtains. Capri in the distance. Tattoos on leather tan skin, Jesus Christ on a plastic sign. All in love again and again, winding roads through manual drive. Bad tattoos on leather tan skin, Jesus Christ on a plastic sign. All in love again and again, winding roads through manual drive. Early nights and white sheets of lace curtains. Capri in the distance, in a place that can make you change. All in love again and again, early nights and white sheets of lace curtains. Capri in the distance, in a place that can make you change. All in love. Sheets of lace curtains, Pompeii in the distance, in a place that can make you change. Fall in love again and again. Early nights in white sheets of lace curtains, Pompeii in the distance, in a place that can make you change. Fall in love again and again. 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 The Wise Club needs your support to keep this East Van Arts and Culture Center in the hands of the community. Join us for a four-night fundraiser concert series on June 14th, 15th, 28th, and 29th, and help keep this irreplaceable venue open. Each night boasts a packed lineup of diverse local talents, including Brass Camo, Leo D.E. Johnson, Alien Boys, Queer as Funk, and many more. For tickets, head over to wisehall.ca or check out their Instagram page at Wise Hall and Lounge. You can also support by purchasing an annual membership or donating directly at wisehall.ca. That's wisehall.ca.
The Evelyn Saller Center is recruiting volunteers to help design and implement relief initiatives for the downtown Eastside community. If you're looking to get experience relevant to your area of study while helping to support the homeless population of Vancouver, email us at esc.volunteerprogram@vancouver.ca or find our page on the City of Vancouver website under Evelyn Saller Center. Positions are flexible and designed to be convenient to students. Those with an interest in health, communications, or psychology are encouraged to apply.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Welcome back to The Scully, and that was Charlie XCX with Everything is Romantic. My first thoughts on that song originally when I listened to it, I actually didn't like it. And my best friend had told me that that was actually her favorite song because of how like crazy it was and how like the beat was good and how like the lyrics were like kind of funky. But for me, I was just like, I don't know, it seemed a little too And it sounds weird because I really like weird sounds and weird songs, but like it sounded a little bit too complex for me in the first couple listens, to the point where I was just like, maybe not for me. And then we'll actually go into another song called Apple, which was more, I guess, simple for me to understand. And that's one that I actually ended up liking the most off of the album. But there is one part in Everything Was Romantic where I really, really like, and it's the beat drop, where I kind of just feel like there should be like lights like flashing into my eyes directly, like at a club, which I think is the aesthetic that she's going for. Mm-hmm. But what do you think of it?
I love it now. I'm also in the same boat, like where at first I was like, I love like something that's like almost like abrasive mm-hmm. sounding, but I think it was like the switch up that like caught me off guard.
Right.
And maybe it like, what's the word? I fell in love so fast with most of the other songs on the album that I kind of just put it on the back burner.
Okay,
and then I
yeah.
came back to it and I was like, wait, this one needs some love too. And so I'm obsessed now.
Yeah, I mean, there was like you mentioned, there was like a couple songs that I did put on the back burner when I first listened to it. Which actually one of them is your favorite, but for me it was Sympathy is a Knife.
Really?
I like listened to it like at first and I was like, it's not really for me. I don't know. Cause it's smushed between like club classics. So we come from like 316 club classics and like these crazy songs yeah. that for me were like really, really catchy. And then we go into Sympathy is a Knife and then we kind of go like kind of downwards in my opinion, like Sympathy, I Might Say Something Stupid. Yeah. Anyway, I'm not going to say that on air, but like, yeah, I Might Say Something, you know. And then Talk Talk, which started kind of going up for me again. I really like Talk Talk. I found it a little bit repetitive because that's kind of everything she says. And then we kind of peak again with Von Dutch and then kind of go down Everything's Romantic, Rewind, and then So I is a little bit slow. And then we take off again with Girls So Confusing. And then for me, a peak is Apple, Back to Back, Mean Girls. And then we kind of like go up and down. So I feel like there's like a good flow in the album where, you know, you can get like best of both worlds, best of slow, best of like fast and experimental. But yeah, that's kind of what I thought with Everything's Romantic. It was kind of like my number out of 15, maybe my number 10.
On the track list?
Like as in like ranking.
I see.
But like it wasn't really like a standout for me. But now I feel like I should hear it in the club. I hope so. Especially that beat drop. But yeah, anything else you want to add to that before we move on to our next song?
I don't even know what the next song is, and I'm really excited to hear it, so.
You have a lot to say about this because it just recently got remixed.
Okay.
But Girl's So Confusing. But yeah, the remix with Lord, I think, was kind of historical.
No, it's like one of the most iconic things I think I've seen artists do in a long time.
Yeah, I mean, before we kind of like explain why it's like so historical, do you want to give kind of like a quick little backstory on why Charlie and Lord were just seen on the internet as like, I don't know, like what would you label them as? Like these mysteries?
I guess you can mm-hmm. say that. This like dates back like to a long time ago because they're both British girls and they both have like long brown, dark brown, like curly hair. And there's this like, I still don't know to this day, I think it was satire, but this like clip of Charlie being interviewed by an interviewer mm-hmm. and they said like, oh, I love your song Royals. And so obviously that's not Charlie's song, that's Lord's song. Charlie was just like playing along with it and it's just been like a running joke all these years. But we didn't really know what was happening behind the scenes, I guess, between the two until the song came out.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't know if I should talk more about it right now.
Did people think there was beef or did people think there was like...
No, this was like...
They were just like the same person in jokes. But then people were like, wait, actually...
Yeah, as far as I know though, like there was no like bad blood or anything like that. Like this was very like not... This was not known at all.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess we kind of got an answer with the single. For people who don't know, Lord is a artist who kind of had a blow up when she was really young. I think 16, 17, kind of like Billie. With songs such as Royals, Ribs, and just the pure heroin album that she released when she was that young.
I think also maybe one thing that might have like kind of brewed this like situation they mm-hmm. had was I bet they would have been compared so much to each other, especially during their rise, because they both started releasing like their biggest singles during around the same time. with Lord with like pure heroin, and Charlie with like, you know, Sucker album, and then like the Boom Clap and all that stuff too. And they do have quite a few similarities.
Yeah.
So I guess that would be a bit confusing to, I guess, navigate.
Okay, a little note to the song. But yeah, I totally agree. I mean, Girl So Confusing, when it first came out, a lot of people were like hypothesizing that it was like, no, this is about Lord. This is because there, she mentions that like, we've got the same hair, you know, we got this, we got that. People like if we made music, we'd break the internet, which people will hear in the lyric. And then they made music and broke the internet.
Literally.
With that song having a feature with Lord.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. Because I think she posted, when she released it, she posted a screenshot of, I think, Lord sending over the verse through messages.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny because I think she has her contact name is Ella, which is Lord's real name.
Mm-hmm.
And she has this, I think the wall is in New York City. I'm not sure. I would maybe assume it's in London. But I think the wall's in New York City, like the Brat wall.
Yeah.
Which she later changed from Brat, oh no, from the Deluxe to L space O-R, like three spaces, and then like D-E.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, hinting to Lord's feature on the album. Mm-hmm. And yeah, unfortunately, I can't play that song, the feature, because it does have a bit of some explicit language in it. But I will be playing the original Girl So Confusing, and then we can talk about it a little bit more and get into it. But you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Girl So Confusing by Charlie XCX.
It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl,
girl, girl,
girl,
girl.
It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl,
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 girl. How do you feel being a girl?
It feels a bit awkward because we don't have much in common. People say we're alike, they say we've got the same hair. We talk about making music, but I don't know if it's honest. Can't tell if you want to see me falling over and failing, and you can't tell what you're feeling. I think I know how you feel.
It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl.
Maybe we're so meant to be, just you and me. Cause people say we're alike, they say we've got the same hair. One day we might make some music, the internet would go crazy. But you might still wanna see me falling over and failing. At least we're closer to being on the same page.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Charlie XCX with Girl So Confusing off of the Brat album. All right, any last thoughts on that song or anything you wanted to mention?
What have I not mentioned already? That one's definitely one of my favorites. I think like definitely the remix is high up there for me.
Yeah.
I just think that like, it's such a fun song. I remember when we went to the early listening events.
Right, right.
You had said that, like, Kesha belongs on the album. And I could hear it. Like, I feel like the production is so, like, club vibe. And, you know, who knows? Because there was promo with Kesha for Brat, and that still has not come out yet. So maybe you're onto something.
I mean, we'll have to wait and see. I definitely thought there was, like, a couple, like, production sounds that sounded like Kesha, and I remember saying that at Neptune Records during the early listening party back in July 4th, I think it was. It was pretty early.
June 4th.
Oh my God, June 4th. Sorry, yeah, June. We're almost in July. Sorry, my bad. And then this next song, which is my favorite song of the album, I think I had mentioned that
you did.
Chapel Roan belonged on this song.
Yeah.
Which I did do an episode of Chapel Roan, and if you want to listen to it, it is on CATR.ca or .com. Yeah, just on CATR website under my show name, Discali. But Chapel Roan, someone who experiments a lot with synth. And synth is something you can find a lot on Apple, which is, I think, maybe one of the reasons why I really, really like the song. But, yeah, I mean, it's always fun to say, like, and find, like, oh, like, this person belongs on this song, this person belongs on that one, because you can kind of see where people take influence and where, like, some remixes are born, which is always a fun time. But, yeah, I don't really want to say too much about Apple before we play it, but for me, Apple, what, like, grabbed my attention, I think, was definitely the intro. The intro is maybe like 2 seconds long, give or take. But the fact that it just starts kind of light and then it just kind of, you kind of just feel like the beat drop in the beginning was the place that my attention was just immediately grabbed. And for me, which I was going to get to it like after, but I guess we can just like finish it up right now. For me, it was kind of like the distorted trumpets. I think they're trumpets. I don't know if it's a trumpet. But, like, I'll kind of, like, point it out later, but, like, there's, like, trumpets, like, a continuous trumpet or, like, trumpets in the background of the song that I think are, like, distorted to, like, kind of be similar to synth. I think it's a trumpet. I don't know how else to describe it.
Yeah.
I think it's a trumpet. But anyway, I'll leave you guys to listen to it, and then you guys can give your opinions and give your little thoughts. But you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Apple by Charlie XCX.
Interested in maintaining a healthy lifestyle during midterms, finals, or any time throughout the year? Then Freshy has you covered. Stop in today at Freshy on Westbrook Mall and order one burrito, salad, or bowl and get the second for free. Buy one, get one for free. Freshy on Westbrook Mall is your one-stop food as fuel choice for people on the move. Freshy, eat, energize.
Is your mom obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So is Alice.
Are you too obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So are we.
Tune in to Viva Poru, el ungüento para el alma, every other Thursday at 4 p.m. here at CITR 101.9 FM.
A radio show dedicated to Latin awesomeness and culture. Hosted by yours truly, the one and only
DJ Bruja. And the other one and only
DJ D-Rod.
Featuring music genres like
salsa, sabrosura vintage, bolero, bossa, Latin indie, plus so much more.
Viva Peru, el invento para el alma, contains a high amount of llama content. DJ D-Rod and DJ Bruja are not responsible for a newly found llama obsession.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Charlie XCX with Apple, which is my favorite song off the album, and I hope that you guys can tell why, because it's a very nice beat. It's a very intricate beat, and something that I like a lot of music, and I think I've mentioned it before, is when an artist or like lessens the production a little bit during right before a chorus starts or right before any verse starts, lessens the production a little bit, isolates the vocals, and then I think 8 counts after they go back into the beat. And it's kind of like the favorite part that you mentioned.
Yeah.
Where you're like, this is my favorite part because you just hear the vocals, you just hear the lyrics. And then they kind of just go back into the beat. And yeah. Then you're just like, oh my God, that was so fun.
Because you can like really like focus on the like lyrics and like what the artist is saying. Because yeah. Like I feel like it's also kind of intentional
mm-hmm.
where they're like, listen to what I'm about to say.
Yeah, yeah.
And then exactly like the beat drop. And like that's also my favorite type of like song is when they do that. Yeah.
But I think you mentioned that kind of like the meaning behind Apple, because it's like it's kind of like a I guess out of pocket song title for the actual album.
Yeah.
But you were talking a little bit about how it's like it's talking about like generational, I guess like stories that can get like passed down.
Yeah, kind of just like when she mentions like I think this apple is rotten right to the core, and then like all these things that have come from all the apples before. I think it talks about like generational. Like things being passed down from your family, whether
right.
it's like generational trauma or like those types of things. And then also like recognizing that within yourself. And also like Charlie was mentioned too that like she thinks that Apple is one of like the most like for herself, the most underrated song off the album, which is like really interesting. But I kind of see what she's mentioning because I feel like maybe it's a bit of a different production style.
It is.
Than
it's
the
a little bit. She does mention, I think in the same interview that it ended up being Caroline Polachek's favorite
yes.
song.
Yes, she was definitely influenced by it too because I remember she was releasing on Instagram or social media somewhere like demos of the song.
Right.
And when she was singing the word apple in the song, mm-hmm. it was very like high-pitched Caroline type of style. But I guess it just never came to fruition. but we're still left with this like amazing song, so I'm not
yeah.
complaining.
And I think it also stems from that expression of you know, like when an apple falls far from the tree or it doesn't fall far from the tree, whether like you're similar or not similar to
yeah.
the apple
oh
tree.
Oh my God, I did not think about that till now. But that
really?
Is, yeah.
That was like the first thing
no,
I thought
like
of.
That's of course, no, it's like that's a really good point to make. I don't know why I didn't think that.
But yeah, that basically wraps up Charlie for today's episode as we are moving on to the Discovered Artist for the Week. Antonio, I really, really appreciate you coming in and talking about Charlie. I mean, the expert of Charlie himself, Antonio, guys. But we are going to be moving from Brat to a very similar artist, very excited to show the discovered artist for the week, even to myself, even to you, Antonio, and to everyone listening. I chose a pretty similar vibe, similar genre, similar artistic style, not really lyric heavy, but I like to introduce to everyone Chippy Nonstop. Chippy Nonstop was born Shavi Nanda. I'm sorry if I pronounced that incorrectly. Born in Dubai and raised in Zambia with Indian descent. Chippy is a Toronto-based DJ artist, now Canadian citizen. She's released one album in 2021 under her name and DJ Gender Fluid, which I'm pretty sure was like a producer, if not like a co-artist on this album. Her genres are, I mean, a DJ, so dance, electronic, hyperpop, and kind of just finding her own sound and just mixing and just kind of playing around with it. And I loved it because, funny enough, like I posted the promo, but like it's like green as well.
Oh my god, it's like the same
it's like exactly green. The exact same brat green. And I mean like she's looking iconic, she's looking like she's the it girl on the album itself. But yeah, I guess I'll get started, kind of introduce a little song, kind of get to know them a little bit, and then we'll talk about it, see how we feel. And then, yeah, just kind of go on from there. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Chippy Nonstop and DJ Gender Fluid with To Myself. Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, nearing the wrap of today's Discali episode. But that was Chippy Nonstop and Gender Fluid with To Myself. Couple thoughts on that song, actually. You mentioned, Antonio, that she sounded very much like Pink Panthers.
Yeah. Which, the sound, like the production or something like that. Yeah, and yeah. Also, like, the like mellow voice, I feel like it's so similar.
Yeah, I feel like there's definitely like a bit of like the same consistent like tone to her voice, which kind of like not monotone, but like there's just like one continuous, I think she's like singing like one chord only. But I was gonna say, like, I feel like this song was like really a good example of a mix of various artists that I thought of, but first one that stemmed into mind was Yeji, in the sense of like kind of not really being too lyric heavy and just kind of mentioning one part repeatedly. I thought that was very Yeji. Then we mentioned Pink Panthers in the sense of like tone of voice. And then I was actually gonna say like the little like background kind of like drums that were very like light on their feet reminded me a lot of like some songs of Bicep. Like, I don't know if you've ever heard Bicep.
I've not.
But like the song Glue kind of reminded me a little bit of it. But yeah, that was Chippy Nonstop with To Myself. The next song I want to play off Chippy is Why Did You Block Me? yeah, I mean, I think it just talks about like someone blocking you on social media. We'll let Chippy take it from here. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Chippy Nonstop with Why Did You Block Me? Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Why Did You Block Me by Chippy Nonstop and Gender Fluid. I actually, like, when I first heard that song, I thought the production with, like, the little, like, I don't even know, like, the distortion, like, that, it kind of reminded me a bit of a bee, especially when, like, kind of, like, they're, like, a buzzing sound. I thought that was, like, kind of, like, a nice touch. But what did you think of it, Antonio? I know you mentioned that it was, like, a bit fun.
Yeah, no, I was vibing out to that one. Like, club...
Right, club, yeah. Chippy is known for being in the rave scene a lot in Toronto, and just kind of doing pop-up raves in like the middle of nowhere. I think she live streams actually most of them, just like on, I don't know if it's her page or like on like those DJ rave web like live stream websites.
Yeah, I just like saw her Instagram and now looks
like yeah,
she, like,
yeah, she's just like that. Mixing whenever she can. And she also is in, like, the Boiler Room. She's been advertised a lot for Boiler Room. And she was an artist for, I forget, oh, Igloo Fest. I don't know if you've heard of Igloo Fest in Quebec. It's basically a music festival that takes part in the snow. That's why it's called Igloo Fest in Quebec. And everyone dresses up like snowboarders or, like, skiers. And, like, you know, they're, like, super, like, they'll wear, like, just, like, a really, like, small top. And then they'll wear, like, snow pants. And then, like, you know. But, yeah, she was there, I think, Igloo Fest either last year or 2 years ago. And yeah, I think she killed it. I think people loved her. Next up at midday at 12, we have the Eclectic Lunch. Dave Radio presents the Eclectic Lunch, so definitely stick around to listen to that show. It's always a fun time. And that's at noon in 5 minutes. I want to play this next song and then come back and quickly wrap it up, and then I'll play one last song to sign us off. But the next song that I want to play is called Deeper. It's fun. I actually liked it. It's that song, Accelerate, and Straight to Hell, which if people want to listen to, definitely take a listen to. We're actually like my top three. So we'll take a listen to it, come back, and then wrap it up. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Shipping Nonstop with Deeper. Come break it down. All right, welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Deeper by Chippy Nonstop. Honestly, I think one of my favorite songs off the entire album. But yeah, it's just a fun time, even though it's repetitive, even though it's very like simple. It's very fun and it's very like club and something I can definitely get dancing to and have a fun time. But Antonio, I really, really appreciate you coming in today. That does mean it's a wrap for today's show.
Thank you for having me.
No,
today
of course.
It was so fun. I've never done anything like this before, so this was like so cool.
Yeah, I mean, if I have any chance to talk about music and yap about it with someone like you who just can roll with it, I will love to do it anytime. So you're welcome back whenever you want, whenever there's a new album. If you do want to reach out to me via Instagram at _Discoli_. Let me know your opinions on music. Let me know if you want an album for me to do. Let me know if you want to come on to the show and maybe we can, you know, get cooking. Like I said, next up we do have The Eclectic Lunch, so stick around for that. I will have a song to sign us off, just a little bit of Accelerate by Chippy Nonstop, and then we'll be into Eclectic Lunch. I'll see you guys actually next week because we are now a weekly show. Forgot to mention that, but... Woo! But I'll see you guys next week for a new episode. All right, everyone, this is Chippy Nonstop with Accelerate.